garden or washing your car, take note. Summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great. You can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Oh, you're used to this. This is you.
Hey. Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Just say. this time, after all is said and
but you swear to God, we pick them up like someone dropped them W. Some come easy, some don't. But when I'm completely alone, I can feel it coming. I can see it coming. I used to beg a bribe to the kitchen, man. I used to wear rags to elementary. I used to get laughed at, dog. Sounded like a laugh track, dog. Yeah, I can feel it coming. I can see it coming. I tell them easy, we does it. Does it look different when I drop down my wall and get intimate? Or do you like when I call you up to say what's up and barely tell you what I'm thinking? Can you tell the way I'm speaking ain't the same it was last weekend?
Remember back when I could turn your face, maroon,
I do.
Back when there was only space for two,
I do.
Remember back when we had no nada,
do you?
Yeah. Back when we had no problems,
do you?
Au revoir.
I used to have a crush on you. You ain't have to keep it so cutthroat, did you? You done grown up and grown into your once uncomfortable skin. Baby, you ain't gotta hold all that. Baby, you ain't gotta hold all that. Baby, you ain't gotta hold all that in.
Would it be easy to love me if I was different, but meant the same to you like a synonym or was similar? So let's meet up and get to kissing and to touching. You remember back when I could make you blush and it was us against
the world. Remember back when I could turn your face maroon.
I do. Back when there was only space for two.
Remember
back when we had no nada. Back when we had no problems. Remember back when I could turn your face maroon. Back when there was only space for two. Remember back when we had no nada. Back when we had no problems.
Hey guys, so the songs I just played for you guys were Pilot by Raven Lanae, All About Our Love by Sade, and Maroon by Kevin Abstract and Dominic Fike. And today's episode is going to be about me just playing a bunch of artists with an Aquarius Venus. I have an Aquarius Venus, and I've also just been really interested in learning about astrology lately, and I was really curious on who has the same Venus as me and how I relate to those artists. So Venus is the planet that rules over love, beauty, relationships, and pleasure, and also what brings us joy and how we experience enjoyment in life. And then it also represents beauty, style, and our appreciation for art. It also influences our creative expression. So I feel like it was very relevant to music and musicians and how we relate to them, especially how I enjoy listening to all of these artists. Some of the artists, I am unsure if they have an Aquarius Venus, and those are the Canadian artists. It's very difficult to find Canadian artists with Aquarius Venus. Not a lot of them have their birth charts or famous enough to have their birth charts online, but I made an assumption of people who have a Capricorn sun, Aquarius sun, and a Pisces sun to have an Aquarius Venus for the Canadian ones. The next songs I'm going to play for you guys are Anything to Say Your Mind by Etta James, Does Your Mama Know About Me by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and Girl from Sedna by Lou, Val, and Vaughn. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
Never hear
So the songs I just played for you guys were Anything to Say Your Mind by Etta James, Does Your Mama Know About Me by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and Girl from Sedna by Lou Val and Vaughn. So I want to talk a little bit about Aquarius Venus and their reputation in the astrology community and how it is not that great in that community. And I can see why, you know, they're known to be detached, and Aquarius also rules Uranus, and Uranus is about unconventional independence and detachment. So having that in your Venus sign, it's not a great mix. But Aquariuses are also a fixed sign, so even though that we are detached and love our independence and our freedom, we could also easily fall in love, I'd say. Not easily fall in love, but like when we do fall, we fall really fast. And it's like detached to attached, and then it's hard to stay. It's hard to change, I feel like. There has been cases for Aquarius Venuses to be in the wrong in situations. Like, for example, some people have had experiences getting cheated on. I personally have never cheated on anyone, but some people have. So for example, Dominic Fike, he's on this playlist, or he's on this episode, and he has cheated on someone. And then also Bobby Taylor hasn't been the greatest person to children. And notice how I'm only listing men. Anyway, continuing on to the next songs. The next songs are going to be Doomed from the Start by Liza and Glory by Savannah Renee. Then it's going to be Same Old Love, 365 Days a Week by Anita Baker, and A Little Bit of Something is Better Than Nothing by Jean Knight. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
To fate that was crafted, but I don't feel ways anymore. Let it happen, blame it on attraction. We couldn't stop. For a moment we had it, or so I thought. But my darling, through fast, break hearts for amusement. Still wanted to pursue it. From the start we were two. We were me on a pedestal, and you
ever deserve. No, I got baggage, tell me I'm the baddest. Only way I leave you is better than your past. You're the first man, I don't have to brace for my heart in case. Treat me like a woman. Depth of this ocean so deep, drown you in my potion, cover my tears. Give me your glory. Every time you put your hands on me, glory. Will you touch?
Same old love.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Doom from the Start by Liza, Glory by Savannah Ray, Same Old Love 365 Days a Week by Anita Baker, and A Little Bit of Something is Better Than Nothing by Gene Knight. And I wanted to talk about Doom from the Start. I feel like being an Aquarius Venus, it is very common to have that type of mindset when it comes to relationships. I feel like we always look at how can we get out of this relationship or like getting into one, because I feel like we have that fear but also avoidant. I feel like in Pilot by Raven Lanae, she talks a little bit about it in the first verse, saying, am I contagious? Am I pushing everyone away? Type B, or like, am I anxious because I'm spiraling or something like that? Along those lines. I'm just paraphrasing, obviously. But yeah, I feel like that's very common to have in as a trait for Aquarius Venus. It's easy to get in our heads because we're air signs, we're very curious, and we intellectualize love, I think. We think a lot about it and how it might not work, or you know, what's going on in my life, how is it going to impact the relationship, or you know, how is it going to change my life, type of thing. And yeah, it is a little selfish, I'd say, when it comes to that type of thing. But we always end up, some of us end up in relationships, and that's just the way it goes, I think. Anyway, the song I played last just now was by Jean Knight, and she has a very similar birth chart to mine. She has a Libra moon, and she has Aquarius Venuses, like, not Aquarius Venus, she has an Aquarius stellium, sorry. She has a Aquarius sun, and then Aquarius Mercury in retrograde, just like mine, and then she has, like, the other ones, I forget. And then the next songs I'm gonna play are Daylight by Harry Styles and Musha Boom by Feist. And Harry Styles also has a Libra moon and an Aquarius stellium. And I'm just like, whoa, these two artists literally have a very similar birth chart to me. And then Raven Lanae also has an Aquarius stellium. Crazy. These artists are just so relatable to me too. I don't know, I was listening to Raven Lanae's album today, Bird's Eye, and I was like, wow, she gets me. And I think it's because of her Aquarius stellium in her ninth house. Anyway, I'm gonna play the songs now. Hope you guys enjoy.
Saying this life out there, you got the antidote. I If I was a bluebird, I would fly to you. You'd be the spoon, dip you in honey, so I could be sticking to you.
Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Oh, unpacking the bags and setting up, and planting lilacs and buttercups. Oh, but in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. Maybe years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
The songs I just played for you guys were Daylight by Harry Styles and Mushaboom by Feist. And the next songs I'm going to play for you guys are If I Should Lose You by Nina Simone and Unforgettable by Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. And Natalie Cole is the daughter of Nat King Cole, as you guys could tell by the last names. And Nina Simone, I was listening to her and I was like, dude, I can't believe she's an Aquarius Venus. Like, this is so awesome. I don't know, just like so many legends on this episode. And I'm just like so grateful that they're so cool. And I feel like you could also tell like how innovative their sound is. Like, it's very ahead of their time type beat. Like Anita Baker and Etta James. Etta James is very, I feel like, ahead of her time. And Raven Lanae even, very like technological type beat, which is associated with Aquarius and like robotic type of vibe. And yeah, I feel like they're very ahead of their time, like their sound. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy the next two songs.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the skies. If I should lose you, sing a lonely refrain, and I would wander around hiding the sound of living a dream and living would seem in vain.
That's why, darling, it's unforgettable too.
I just played for you guys were If I Should Lose You by Nina Simone and Unforgettable by Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. Very jazzy vibe. And then the next two songs are going to be the last songs I'm going to play for this episode, and they're my favorite songs of this playlist, I'd like to say. If I Should Lose You is also really good, and also Pilot, but then also Anything to Say Your Mind and Maroon and Does Your Mama Know About Me and Daylight. But yeah, obviously I'm biased being an Aquarius Venus, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and learned a little bit about Aquarius Venuses and have a little bit of empathy for Aquarius Venuses. But anyway, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode and hope you guys enjoyed the next two songs. See you in the next episode. Bye! Shoot, I literally forgot to mention what songs I'm gonna play next. Anyway, the next songs I'm gonna play for you guys are Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin and Fairies by Sheepat. Enjoy!
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. Starved, I'll be there to feed it. I'm loving him a little bit for each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say,
hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.